The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we got an email from a listener asking a question that many households around the country are grappling with. The email is from Niamh, and Niamh says, "My gas and electricity contract is coming to an end, and it's so confusing to decide between the different providers. I'd really appreciate if you could have an expert on your show to give direction to consumers." So here are the questions that Niamh has set out. Should you separate your providers or go with a combination contract for your gas and electricity? Where do you get the best deal? What are the downsides of opting for an EV electricity plan? And what are the appropriate questions to ask providers? So we've called in the cavalry. We have Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie here sitting beside me. I mean, those questions that Niamh has, we all ask those questions, don't we? Every time it comes up for renewal.
No, for sure. Good morning, Claire. No, they're very, very common questions. We get them a lot at bonkers.ie as well. But there's easy answers to most of them. Mm-hmm. And there's easy options out there for people who want to switch and save. I'm always at pains to point out that switching and saving on your energy bills, like your gas and electricity, is really one of the easier bills to switch. If we were talking about a mortgage, for example, it'd be a little bit more complicated. But thankfully, with gas and electricity, it can all be done online.
And
it's very, very easy.
Is there still value? I know I ask you this a lot, but like, because we've had those exponential rises since 2023, is it still possible to get value out there?
There are still savings. There are still huge savings. And because energy bills are so high, the 20 or 30% discount that you can get by switching today, Claire, or any of your listeners, can equate to maybe 600, 700, 800 euro over the course of the year for the average household. Now, whether or not that represents good value, that's a different thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will get a bill and it could be double what it was 2 or 3 years ago. So I'd be hesitant to say there's good value. Unfortunately, wholesale prices are really, really high. In Ireland, the energy market still has not returned to the levels it was at before the war in Ukraine. It may not ever. So good value is one thing, but can you make savings? Can you lessen the burden of high energy costs? And the answer to that is absolutely.
Okay, well, that's good news to start with. So, should you separate your providers or go with a combination contract, just to address Niamh's questions?
Not always. So you might think you will save money by bundling your gas and electricity with the same provider, but sometimes it can actually be cheaper. Not a huge amount cheaper, but sometimes it can actually be cheaper to get two distinct offers. Now, that does mean you're going to have two different, you know, contact numbers if something goes wrong, two different online accounts, two different direct debits. So sometimes people are happy to pay maybe a little bit more for the convenience of having the same supplier. There's also 11 electricity providers in the market at the moment. Not all of them actually provide gas. So depending on who your electricity provider is with, you may need to get your gas from a separate supplier. But you might think, just to answer the question again, that yes, you know, it's cheaper to bundle everything. Mm-hmm. Not always the case. Sometimes it is actually cheaper to get them from different suppliers.
Okay, and then that very straightforward question that Niamh asked, where do you get the best deal?
Go to, I would argue, a price comparison site. Go to bonkers.ie. There's other sites out there, of course. I would recommend, though, that you do use a site that's accredited by the CRU, the energy regulator. When you go on to a CRU accredited site, there's a few out there. Obviously, like I said, bonkers.ie is one of them. All the publicly available tariffs have to be there, okay? Now, sometimes you can ring up your supplier and you might be able to negotiate a separate offer with them. I tend to find those offers aren't as good as the offers you get for new customers, but every publicly available tariff is there. And you just go on, put in a few simple bits of information and all the details will come up that you need, whether it's a fixed tariff, a variable tariff, the price for the first year, your savings, and that then obviously saves you having to ring around to 11 different electricity suppliers and 6 or 7 different gas suppliers.
Like, different people have different needs and they have different energy use patterns. So you can't sit here and go, well, this supplier is better value than that supplier. That's not how this works.
No. Now, in most cases, the cheapest supplier will be the cheapest supplier for a lot of people. But as you said, that's not always the case because it depends on how much energy you're using. It depends on where you live, because sometimes there is a higher standard charge or standing charge in rural locations versus urban locations. If you have an EV, for example, your electricity usage might be a lot higher and then an EV plan might suit you better. So you can't necessarily say supplier A is cheaper or supplier B, you know, is cheaper. But what you can do is you can go on to the ESB Networks site and you can download your energy file. Now, it might sound a bit complicated, but it isn't. So just Google ESB Networks. I'd hope most people have their accounts, but a lot of people mightn't. And now with your smart meter, you can download your smart meter electricity files, which contains all the information on when you're using your electricity, how much you're using, and then you can upload that file on a site like bonkers.ie, and we will tell you the exact plan that matches your exact consumption pattern for electricity.
Do you not just get that information from your smart meter?
You can if you have a smart meter set up, but I think sometimes it's better maybe to just go to the ESB Networks accounts, because that's never going to change. Whereas if you're obviously changing supplier, that can change. Whereas with ESB Networks, the data is there for about 2 or 3 years, and no matter which supplier you are with, that is never going to change.
Okay. It does sound complicated.
We could make it look a little bit easier, but setting up the account, I mean, all you need is your MPRI number, and you get that on any electricity bill, okay? It's like if you've signed up for any other service with the website before, you just need your MPRI number, your email address, and then it kind of takes maybe about 4 or 5 minutes. And then once it's there, you just download that file onto your computer. And then once you have that file, you can use that to compare energy prices on several different websites.
So you might just need to devote half an hour or an hour to getting this set up, and then you're done.
Yes, and then you are done. Okay. But that would be the first thing I would encourage everyone to do, because most of your listeners now should have a smart meter installed. That smart meter should be working, so there will be data there. So just go on to ESB Networks, create that account, and like I said, your consumption is there. It's like when you get those smart meter, like solar panels, it becomes a little bit addictive sometimes. You're always kind of like checking their consumption, and it's nice to be able to see whether or not your consumption is going up or down, and then you can kind of also calculate your bills in advance as well. So I find it really, really useful.
Knowledge is power, isn't it? It really is. So the question that Niamh asks about EVs as well, and you mentioned EVs there a little earlier, people who have one will automatically assume that they should be on an EV plan, which means they get very cheap electricity at night time. Is that always true though?
Not always. So an EV plan is a plan which will charge, as you said, a very low rate, usually between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. So this rate might be as low as maybe 7, 8 or 9 cents per kilowatt hour, particularly if you're on a new customer discounted rate. And that's usually when people will plug in their EVs and charge them. Now, you can't do other things in the house as well if you were up early. It's not just your EV that gets that low rate. But the flip side, Claire, is that the prices that you're charged outside of those hours can often be a lot higher. And in some cases, the peak rate that you're charged between 5 and 7 p.m., for example, could be closer to 50 cents. So yes, you're getting a lower rate between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., but you are going to be charged more elsewhere. Now, in most cases, it will still work out cheaper for somebody with an EV to have an EV plan. But if you have an EV and you only use the car every now and then, and you also have a big family, it can sometimes actually be cheaper to actually be on a non-EV plan. So this is where uploading your smart meter file, which tells the site, the price comparison site, how much energy you're using and when, can be really, really important. But in most cases, yes, if you have an EV, it will make sense to be on an EV tariff. But not always.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember to put your washing machine on at night, put your dishwasher. I'm trying to do this at the moment.
Yes.
But you do. Sometimes you don't remember.
Yeah, you don't. And sometimes if you're in a busy household,
you
like sometimes
the kids need
to be fed. People want to have a shower. I have a friend actually who has an EV now. She's not a huge driver, but she would use the car maybe every second day or maybe every day. And it works out cheaper for her to be on a non-EV plan, because she's, you know, two children, a partner, a cat, a dog, a busy household. And when she looked at the data, that peak rate that she was going to be charged just wasn't making it work for her.
Tara, thank you so much. And I hope we answered Niamh's questions and we got through them all. Thank you so much. That's Tara Cassidy, who's Head of Communications with bonkers.ie. Still to
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.